Marga is breaking apart over a question they can't seem to answer. Are Nazis cool? It sounds absurd, but it's a sign of things to come. The issue isn't really about semantics. It's about emotional connotation. In practice, they're all supporting the same thing, fascism. Or, if you prefer, the current incarnation of reactionary populism. A reactionary is someone who feels society should be a hierarchy, a moral ladder based on identity. I am right. I am better than the people I look down on. I deserve privileges and power over them. Everything else, all the ideology, all the slogans, exists to justify that belief, to moralize what is really just exceptionalism and selfishness. Their rhetoric runs on emotion. As they grow more extreme, the actual meaning of their words fades. Only the emotional charge remains. In their immoral hierarchy, good words attach to the in-group, bad words stick to the out-group. The true definitions no longer matter. That's how people goose are stepping behind a world dictator, a man promising vengeance on his domestic enemies, can still claim they're patriotic, that they're saving democracy. Here's the deeper problem. They must see themselves as good people, even while making choice after choice that is undeniably evil. So they twist morality. They bend reality. They retreat into conspiracy, because only in that world can they keep believing a lie. Now comes the schism. The words fascist and Nazi have split the movement. Some no longer feel those words are negative. They embrace them for the in-group. Others still feel the old sting and refuse to identify with them. Functionally, nothing has changed. Both camps support an authoritarian movement whose main promise is the destruction of their political opponents. But the language diverges because their feelings about those words diverge. Then there's the adjacent crowd, people who aren't committed fascists, but are perfectly willing to work with them for their own gain. Power, a tax break. As long as the suffering falls on someone else, they call themselves moderates. They pretend to oppose authoritarianism, but they don't. Even the hardcore knows this game. They hide behind jokes and euphemisms, while also trying to wear the labels proudly to frighten and enrage the people they hate. The reality is a spectrum, from the loudest zealots to the quiet collaborators, all moving in the same direction.